My name is Danny England. This is my wonderful, pretty wife, Vicky England. We live in London, Kentucky. And my role, personally, is the lead pastor of a beautiful church that we call Grace Community Church. It's a small congregation, but we are growing, and we're experiencing the love of Jesus that we've never experienced before because of His leadership and our willingness to follow Him. And we get that leadership from following the directions and instructions that we receive from numerous emails that we can't stay up with from GCI. And the input there and going with our personal experiences that we have helps us just incorporate it all into development of the ones that we're trying to reach and we're trying to touch and trying to lead for them to change their lives. And I had a wonderful, wonderful grandmother who let me learn about where this church came from by waking me up about 4:30 in the morning and listening to The World Tomorrow. And from that, in 1986, I came into the church and gone through numerous transitions with the church, but have been faithful with the church and been mentored along the way with a wonderful friend, a pastor, and now my lay pastor, Charles Shelton, who's encouraged me and helped me and just really helped me get focused on what I needed to do. And I can only say this from a personal example, that if it hadn't have been for the numerous times that God answered prayers for me and He made Himself real to me through prayers, through people running up to me and just yelling that you prayed for me because I'm healed. When you hear things like that, and you hear people coming back that you can't remember the names for, but because of their circumstances, they came to you asking for prayer. You pray for them. They come back and talk to you 2 years later. You remember the face, but not the name. But the example, that prayer that you prayed for me, that changed my life. I said, you give Jesus, you give God the glory, because it's Him that you allowed to change your life for you. My closeness with God is when I prepare for a sermon, a message, I have to really just block the world out, block everything out, and start focusing and listening. And I do hear Him speaking to me. We all can hear Him speaking to us if we listen. And through His inspiration, a lot of people, through the messages that's been given, their lives have changed and they are getting closer to Jesus. And that's what we want. That's what we need for our people to do. That's what we need for the world to see, that Jesus is alive and Jesus is real. And to escape the time that we're elevated up and getting ready for the message and we come home, it's time to just mellow out sometimes. And I do sometimes get caught up in playing strategy games. Kingdom Rush. I love playing that game and got to cut back on watching so much news on TV because sometimes it's just depressing. But that's the two things that just keeps me in tune with the world. But sometimes I don't like the world. Sometimes I don't like to see the cruelty. Sometimes I don't like hearing it. Sometimes I don't want to see it. I run to my hiding place. And my hiding place is Jesus. I want to walk in His shadow. I want Him to shield me from all this. Because I love Him and I know He loves me and I know He loves us all. And He wants the best for us. And that just means sacrificing the crazy things that we do and give them up. And walk with Him each and every day. That's my story. That's my love. My hope is that He'll come back soon. Thank you.